好，我们先低头有个祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是的，我们亏欠了你何等多。
Yeah, we own you a lot.
但是你却用你的宝血来将我们洁净，来将我们满赎。
However, you bought us and cleanses us through your blood.
主，我们真的谢谢你。
We thank you.
当我们早上来到你面前的时候，主，我们求你向我们每个人说话。
When we come to your presence, of you, may you speak to us.
我们承认我们在你面前，我们都是软弱，我们都是愚昧的。
We confess that we are weak before you.
主，我们需要从你那边重新得力。
We need to receive power from you.
我们需要你向我们的心来说话。
We need you speak to our heart.
让我们心再次因着你的话能够火热起来跟随你。
So our hearts can be renewed and follow you.
我们把下面的一些的话语交在你的手中。
So we commit the following times and words onto your hand.
求你越过讲的翻译的一切的软弱。
May you overcome our weakness.
让我们都能够从你的话语里面得到力量。
So we can receive power through your words.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我最近一直在跟大家交通一个主题啊，就是讲到主耶稣的比喻。
So recently, I shared some topic with brothers and sisters. Those are the parables, the parable of Jesus.
我们讲了好几次关于这个马太福音十三章的比喻。
So we talk about a lot in Matthew chapter 13.
那我们上次呢，我们是讲到这个芥菜种和面酵的比喻。
So last time we spoke the parable of leaven and the parable of mustard seed.
我们讲到说这两个比喻呢，是讲到天国在地上外表的这样一个发展。
So these two parables indicated.Outer development of the church, of the kingdom of heaven on the earth.
你从外表上看的时候呢，你发现这个天国呢，好像一粒芥菜种，它长成了一棵大树。
So from the outside, we can see that the heaven kingdom, just like a small mustard seed, it grow up into a big tree.
它也好像呢，一团面呢，这样发了起来。
Just like a leaven and getting bigger and bigger.
虽然从外表上看呢，你看到说好像这个天国呢是发展是壮大的。
From outside, the kingdom of heaven looks getting stronger.
但是你发现呢，它却是一种呢畸形的发展。
However, this is an unnatural growth.
为什么我们说它是一种畸形的发展呢？
And why we speak like that?
因为呢你看到说其实啊，我们知道如果你知道芥菜种的话啊，它是不可能长成一棵大树。
And we know that a small mustard seed is unable to grow into a huge tree.
你看到说这个芥菜种它不仅长成了一棵大树，还有很多的飞鸟呢飞到它的树枝上呢来搭窝。
And we can see that only a small mustard seed grow into a big tree, but it also harbors birds.
那我们看到当主耶稣在解释这个前面这个撒种的比喻的时候呢，他讲到说飞鸟就是撒旦。
So when Jesus explained these two parables, he mentioned that the birds mean Satan.
所以你看到虽然天国在外表上看好像是发展壮大。
So you can see that even the kingdom of heaven looks very strong.
但是你发现呢，它从一个有生命的生机体呢，它慢慢的就变成了一个庞大的组织。
However, it corrupt internally and become a huge organization.
甚至呢，撒旦的工作呢也掺杂在里面。
Even though the work of Satan can penetrate into the church.
而且你看到说，下面讲到这个面酵的比喻呢，更是解释了。发生这些原因里面的这些原因。
So the next parable is the leaven, and it explains the phenomenon.
为什么有这种现象呢？是因为有罪有酵掺了进去。
And it's because it's sin get into the church.
因为我们知道在圣经里面，你发现酵呢都是讲到罪或者是错误的教训。
So in the Bible, we can see that the leaven means sin or false teaching.
所以呢，从外表上看呢，你发现天国是壮大了，但是呢，你发现却有罪呢，有教呢掺了进去。
From outside, we can see the kingdom of heaven is getting stronger. However, internal, there are sins.
你看到教会里面呢，他失去了对着神应该有的纯一和清洁。
So the church lost its purity towards God.
所以这个是天国在外表上给人的一个印象。
So this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like externally.
那天国它的实际是什么呢？
So, what's the kingdom of heaven should look like?
你发现说，如果天国的实际不是在它像它外表所表现出来的那样的话
，If the kingdom of heaven doesn't like the parable of mustard seed and the leaven,
那到底天国的实际在地上应该是什么呢
？And what should the kingdom of heaven look like on the earth?
好，那就是接下去在马太福音。13章后面三个比喻所讲到的。
And we can see what the kingdom of heaven should exactly looks like in the next three parables.
那就是藏宝的比喻、寻珠的比喻和撒网的比喻。
The parable of pearl, the parable of seeking a jewel, and the parable of casting net.
我们一起看一下，我们一起翻到马太福音第13章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 13.
44节到50节
Verse 44 to verse 50
马太福音13章44到50节
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44 to verse 50
麻烦请大家一起来读
And let's read together
天国好像宝贝藏在地里人遇见了就把它藏起来欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子遇见一颗重价的珠子就去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子天国又好像在海里聚拢各样水族网既满了人就拉上岸来坐下捡好的收在器具里将不好的丢弃了世界的末了也要这样天使要出来从义人中把恶人分别出来丢在火炉里在那里必要哀哭切齿了这个是后面的马太福音十三章后面的四个比喻
So this is the,
三个比喻
the next three parables recording in the Matthew chapter 13
那我们之前呢讲到这个前面的四个比喻
So when I mentioned the fourth parables In the previously
那我们知道说前面这个四个比喻呢是主耶稣对着众人说的
So those four parables are Jesus spoke to ordinary
他向着公开向着很多人讲完这些比喻以后呢在36节呢就讲到说主就离开众人进了一间的房子
So after he spoke these four parables in public he went back into a room
然后呢门徒就进去呢请主耶稣呢把这个稗子的比喻呢解释给他们听
And his disciple asked Jesus to explain the parable of tares
那主呢就把这个稗子的比喻呢就解释给门徒听
And the Lord Jesus explained the parable to his disciple
那解释完以后呢主就跟着讲了接下去的三个比喻
And after that Jesus about these three parables.
所以你看到这后面三个比喻不是对着所有人讲而是仅仅对着门徒讲。
And here clearly recall that these three parables are Jesus spoken to his disciples.
你看到前面的四个比喻呢当主对着众人讲这些比喻的时候
When Jesus speaks the fourth parables, four parables in the public,
他讲到天国的开始和天国外表的发展。
He mentioned the beginning of heaven, the beginning and development of the kingdom of heaven.
那接着这些比喻呢，主要众人呢开始在那边思想天国的奥秘。
So this parable, Jesus want people to think about the ministry of kingdom of heaven.
然后那些有心的人呢，他就会去追求，他就会去思想。
And people who have hearts will are willing to think and seek it.
而那些被油蒙了心、耳朵发沉的人呢？他们呢就会对着这些的话语呢他们更加的关闭
However, those people who have grown down and heavily ear and they eventually close their eyes and do not want to seek the truth.
那你看到现在呢，主就离开了所有的人，他离开了众人以后呢，进到屋子里面呢，他就把单独把这个天国的实质呢，向门徒呢启示出来。
And after that, Jesus departs from those people, and he went to a room and talk about another three parables to his disciples.
啊，那天国的实际到底是什么呢
？What was the nature of the kingdom of heaven?
好，我们先来看一下第一个这个藏宝的比喻。
And let's look at the first parable, the parable of the hidden treasure.
啊，那四十四节呢讲到说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。
And Matthew chapter 13 verse 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid.
你知道在古代哈，它不像现在呢有银行啊，或者你家里有这个保险箱啊，你可以把你的这个金银珠宝呢藏在这个存在这个银行或者保险箱里。
In the old days, there were no banks and people, they cannot put their treasure or pearl into the safe.
那放在什么地方呢
？Where they can put it？
啊，有的人放在家里，但是呢，觉得说，哎呀，家里不安全。
Some of them they hiding in their house, but they thought that
因为放在家里的时候，有时候贼来就把它偷掉了。
And thief can get into your home and steal your treasure。
那有人说我把它放在家里这个箱子里面上把锁。
So some people may lock into a box。
啊，但是你发现这个就是好像此地无银三百两，那个小偷一看见锁就知道那里面肯定有好东西。
This is like something written on the wall. There's no money hiding in the box.
啊，那怎么办呢
？And what did they usually do?
啊，所以很多人呢，他就趁着这个月黑风高的晚上呢，他就跑到自家后院里面呢，在他的后面那个桂花树底下呢，把他挖一个洞，把这个财宝呢藏进去。
And many people choose to hide their treasure in a dark night at their backyard.
但是你这样做，有时候也会发生一些意外。
Sometimes accident may happen.
比如说这个藏宝的这个主人呢，他遇到一些的意外。
And for example.
从此呢，你就发现这个宝贝呢，就变成一个没有人知道的。
And the owner of the who hide the treasure may have accident, and no one will know the location of this treasure.
啊，然后就变成了一个秘密，直到有一天呢，被人无意当中呢发现。
And that just become a secret, and maybe someday someone may dig it out.
啊，有一个故事就讲到说，以前在抗战的时候呢，有一个财主，他为了躲避这个抗战的那个战乱呢。
There was a story that a rich man in a war.
因为他家里有很多财宝，然后呢，他就把他的一箱的这个金条呢，藏在他家的后院里面。
He was really rich, and he hid a full box of gold at his backyard.
因为那个兵荒马乱的时候呢，根本他也不能带那么多的金条出去，非常的不安全。
It was quite dangerous for him to bring the gold with him.
但是等这个战争完了以后呢，他回去到他后院去挖的时候呢，挖了半天竟然找不到了。
After the war, he went back to his backyard and tried to dig the gold out.
他就想这下子完了，肯定是被别人偷走了。
And he confided, he thought, maybe someone stole it.
但是后来解放以后呢，他这个地呢也被没收了。
And after the war and He was no longer on the land.
后来呢，这个政府呢就在他家的后院要把那块地呢重新开发，建成楼房。
And the government redeveloped his land into a
结果呢，在挖地基的时候呢，就把那箱的金条呢给挖出来了。
And when they dig the foundation, they actually dig out the gold.
为什么呢？因为呢，其实那块地呢。他发现说那块地呢是土质非常疏松，而且下面呢是有地下水。
And he found that that land, the soil on that land was really soft. And
我们知道说那个金条很重嘛，放在里面的时候呢，土质又很松，然后它就一直往下沉，往下沉，沉到最后呢，其实就深到它原来挖的地方好几米的地方。
And the box of gold were really heavy, and because the nature of the soil.The goal is actually penetrate deeper than before.
所以这一箱的财宝呢，就变成了最后就变成了国家的了。
And finally, this box of the gold was belong to the government.
所以你看到说这个是讲到这个藏那个藏宝比喻的这样一个背景。
This talk about the parables of the hidden treasure.
他这边讲到说天国呢好像宝贝呢藏在这个地的里面。
Just mentioned the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
那人遇见了以后呢就把它赶紧要藏起来。
So when people find it, they try to hide it up.
所以我们就要问到说到底这个宝贝指的是什么。然后呢到底这个人呢指的又是谁
So we have a question here. Who is the treasure? Who is the man?
那有人说啊他说哎呀这个宝贝呢肯定是讲到主耶稣或者是讲到救恩或者是讲到这个福音。
Some people said the treasure means Jesus or the gospel.
因为主耶稣宝不宝贵福音宝不宝贵啊我们讲到的救恩宝不宝贝
Because Salvation, Gospel, Jesus are very precious.
很宝贝对不对
Very precious.
啊所以呢很多人呢就在解释这个比喻的时候呢他就讲。
So when people explain this parable,
啊他就说肯定是讲到说我听见福音以后呢我就赶紧去相信接受了主耶稣因为我觉得说主耶稣真的是一个宝贝。
And people say when they hear the Gospel,They quickly receive Jesus as their personal savior because Jesus is their treasure.
好，当我得到这个救恩以后呢，我就欢欢喜喜的，我就撇弃一切所有的呢，我就来跟随主，我来追求主。
And when I receive the gospel, I'm very happy and go to sell everything and follow Jesus.
啊，这是很多人对着这个比喻的一个解释。
This is explanation of the hidden treasure.
啊，这个解释呢，看上去呢，非好像很合理。
And this explanation looks right.
啊，但是呢，如果你去仔细的去看这个比喻的时候
，However, if you think it deeply,
啊，你会发现有一个问题。
You will find a question.
啊，什么问题呢
？What's the question is?
就讲到如果你把这个人解释成所有信主的人的话
，If you explain the man, here is the people who believe in the gospel.
下面呢你会遇到一个问题
，You will have another question.
因为就是他讲到说，这个人呢发现宝贝以后呢，他就欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的呢，然后去买这块地。
A man found and hid and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.
啊，不错。当我们得到主耶稣救恩的时候
，It's true that when we receive the salvation from the Lord，
啊，我们都是欢欢喜喜的，对不对
？We were joyful。
啊，但是我想问大家
，But I would like to ask，
有多少人是变卖你所有的，然后去跟随主
？And how many of us actually sell all and then to follow Jesus？
如果信耶稣要变卖所有的，你还会来信耶稣吗？
If you need to sell everything you have, then you can believe in Jesus. Will you sell them?
啊，我们知道在福音书里面记载了一个少年的财主，他也是一个少年的官。
And we know that in the gospel, it records a very rich young officer.
啊，他非常有心来寻求永生。
He has a heart to seek the eternal.
他就来问耶稣说：“他说怎样才能够得永生
？”He came before the Jesus and asked him, "How can I receive eternal?"
那主就问他说：“他说你诫命都遵守了吗
？”And Jesus asked him, "Did you follow all the rules?"
啊，这个少年财主说：“他说我都遵守了。
”And the rich young guy said, "Yes, I follow everything and keep every commandment."
主说你还缺少一件。
But the Lord Jesus said to him,
就是要变卖你所有的，然后你要来跟随我。
You need to sell them all and follow me.
啊，那个少年财主听了以后呢，他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
And the young rich guy walked away sadly.
啊，为什么呢？因为他的财宝呢很多。
Because he was really rich.
那我们知道说，信耶稣需不需要我们做很多的事情
？And we know that believing Jesus.Doesn't require us to do a lot.
我想当别人跟你传福音的时候，他告诉你说，你要信耶稣，你只要做一件事情。
And I think many people when they preach gospel to you, they only ask you to do one thing.
那就是你要悔改，你要相信，你要承认自己是一个罪人，接受耶稣作为你的救主。
You need to confess yourself as is a sinner and receive Jesus as your personal savior.
主耶稣说，只要你相信，你就得救。
Jesus said, if you believe, you will be saved.
啊，但是你看到我们刚才讲到这个少年的财主呢，他错在一个什么地方呢？
However, we see that there was one mistake that young rich guy made.
他想要靠着行为，他想要靠着做来得着永生。
He tried to get the eternal life through his behavior.
所以主耶稣就问他说：“你真的要做吗？”好，如果你真的要做，你再去多做一件事情。
And Jesus asked him, if you want to get the eternal life through your behavior, there's one thing you need to do.
那就是你去变卖你一切所有的，然后来跟随我。
Sell all you have and come to follow me.
但是这个财主他发现他根本做不到。
However, the rich guy and found that he can't do it.
所以你看到主要让这个少年的财主知道一件事情。
And the Lord Jesus wants the rich man to know one thing.
你要得永生，不是靠行为，不是靠做，而是你需要来相信这位救主。
There is no chance to receive eternal life through your behavior, but in through faith.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We are saved because His mercy, and also because we believe.
我们是因信称义，我们也是因信得救。
We are called as righteous because of faith.
如果真的要你变卖所有的，你才能够得着救恩，你才能相信耶稣的话，我想真的没有几个人能够做到。
I think, there are not many people can actually sell all they have in order to receive the salvation.
所以你看到这个比喻里面呢，讲到的这个人呢，肯定不是我们。
So we can see that.The man recorded in the chapter, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 is not us.
所以如果这个人不是我们的话，那你发现那个宝贝呢，肯定也不是主耶稣了。
So if the man is not us, the treasure will not be Jesus.
啊，那我们怎么样来解释这个比喻呢？
How can we explain this parable?
那会不会呢，它是倒过来呢？
Is there any chance that is...the other way around, the treasure means men and the...
对，那就是宝贝呢，指的是我们，而人，这个人呢，是指的主耶稣。
So the man means Jesus and the treasure are us.
当然很多人就会讲到说，哎呀，我们怎么会是宝贝啊？
And some people may think, how could we become a treasure?
那我们不都是罪人吗？
We are all sinners.
对吗？真的我们都是罪人。
Truly, we are all sinners.
啊，不要说主耶稣看我们是罪人，就是我们自己看我们，你也觉得说我们自己浑身上下呢，真是到处都是毛病。
Even though we look at ourselves, we found a lot of sins inside us.
啊，那我们怎么就变成主耶稣眼中的宝贝
？But how could we become a treasure in God's eyes?
啊，当我们讲到说我们是主眼中的宝贝的时候，其实不是我们自己在这里自抬身价。
So when we talk about we are the treasure in God's eye is not we rise up self.
而是呢圣经里面明明讲到的。
It's clearly said in the Bible.
好，我们看两处的经文啊，一处是旧约撒迦利亚书九章的十六节。
And one verse from Zechariah chapter 9 verse 16.
好，我们一起把这节经文我们一起读一下。
Let's read together.
当那日耶和华他们的神必看他的名如群羊拯救他们，因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石高举在他的地上。好，所以你看见说这里讲到说冠冕上的宝石。
So you can see that, like the jewels of a crown.
冠冕上的宝石是不是宝贝？
Is the jewels of the crown a treasures?
好，我们再看一节经文是彼得新约的彼得前书第二章第九节。
Another verse is from First Peter chapter 2,
第二章第九节，我们一起也把这一段的圣经读一下。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Let's read together.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。所以当你读这段圣经的时候
，So when you read this verse，
你看到说神不仅在创世之前就拣选了我们
，So we can clearly see that God chose us before，
还让我们呢成为君尊的祭司、圣洁的国度、属神的子民
，And let us become a royal priesthood， a royal nation， His own special people。
这是不是宝贝呢
？Is this treasure？
所以真的我们不要轻看我们自己。
So, please do not underestimate yourself.
所以有人会轻看你，有人会在那里藐视你。
Someone may underestimate you.
但是你在神的眼中，你是宝贵的。
However, you have value.
你在神的眼中是有价值的。
You have value in His eye.
所以我们没有一个人，我们可以在神的面前，我们自保自弃。
So none of us can give up ourselves before the Lord.
好，那既然我们是宝贝，那寻找这个宝贝的人，那就是主耶稣了。
If we are the treasure, and the man who is looking for the treasure is Jesus.
所以你看到在这几个比喻里面，这个马太福音十三章这几个比喻里面的它的一贯性。
So we can through these parables, we can see a consistency.
所以你看到说在撒种的比喻里面呢，讲到说那个撒种的人呢是主。
So in the parable of sowing, we can see the man is Jesus.
在麦子的比喻里面呢，讲到那个撒麦子的人呢也是主。
So also in the parable of tares, the man is Jesus.
在这里面讲到的人呢也是主。
Also in this parable, the man is Jesus.
是主找到了这个宝贝呢，然后把这个宝贝呢藏在地里。
Is the Lord Jesus found the treasure and hid in the field?
然后呢，他欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的来买这块地。
And he joy over it, and he goes and sell everything to buy the field.
那为什么说主是变卖一切所有的呢
？And how can we say Lord Jesus sell all？
我想我们一起来读一段的圣经，是腓立比书第二章第六到第八节。
Let's read another verse from Philippines.Chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 8.
当你读这段圣经的时候，你就知道为什么主耶稣他是变卖一切所有的。
So when we read this, we will know that why Jesus sell all.
我们一起来读一遍。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以你看到我们的主他是怎样变卖他所有的。
So through these verses, we can know that how Jesus sell all.
我们的主他原来在天上是与父同尊同荣的。
And he has all the glory like the Father on the earth, in heaven.
他在天上享受一切的荣耀，享受一切的丰盛。
He had all the glories and richness in heaven.
他也接受所有天使的敬拜。
He received all the praises from the angels.
但是你看见我们的主，他为了我们的缘故。
However, for our sakes.
他离弃天上的宝座，他倒空他神性里面一切的荣耀，一切的丰富。
He emptied all he have and came to earth.
他道成肉身，他来到这个地上。
To become afresh,
他没有降生在帝王将相的家里。
He didn't choose to be born in a house of king.
而是取了奴仆的形象，他降生在那个卑贱的马槽的里面。
But taking the form of a bond servant and born in a manger.
他成为贫穷的木匠家里面的一员。
He became a member of a poor carpenter.
不仅如此，他还自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And also being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death of the cross.
这个叫变卖所有。
This is called sell all.
他从一个最尊贵、最荣耀的地位降到一个最卑微、最羞耻的这个十字架上。
He emptied himself and.From a richness God became a hopeless human.
这个叫变卖所有的。
This is called selling all.
这个不是主被迫的，而是他心甘情愿。
This is not the Lord Jesus was forced to do, but he was willing. He's willing to do.
我们的主为着我们的罪，他甘愿的被钉在十字架上，用他的血，用他的命买了我们来归他。
He was willing to.Sacrifice himself and crucify on the cross for our sin.
这个叫做变卖所有的。
This is called selling all.
所以你看到主不是在那里好像被迫做这个事情，而是他心甘情愿的，也是欢欢喜喜的。
So we can see that Lord Jesus was not forced to do, but he was willing to do.
在希伯来书十二章第二节。
In the Hebrew chapter.
希伯来书的十二章第二节里面。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
他讲到说，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And in the Hebrew chapter 12 and verse 10.
Verse 2.
12 verse 2. And looking onto Jesus.
Okay. 那什么是摆在主前面的喜面前的喜乐呢
？What's the joyful before the Lord?
就是他看见了神在永远里面要完成的计划。
So he saw the eternal work that the God wants to do.
那神在永远里面的计划是什么呢
？Was the eternal plan?
就是他要为他的儿子预备一个心腹。
God wants to prepare a bride for his son.
他要让这个心腹与他的儿子来联合。
So he want the bride want to become to unite with his son.
使他能够享受他儿子一切的荣耀和一切的丰富。
So that she could enjoy all the glory and richness.
这个心腹呢就是教会
the bride was the church.
所以你看见主呢他欢欢喜喜地变卖他一切所有的为的呢就是要得着这个宝贝
so we can see that the Lord Jesus is joyfully sell all in order to get this treasure、
这个宝贝呢不仅是你是我
these treasures are not only you and me、
这个宝贝更是讲到在主心意里面的教会
and this treasureIs the church.
因为主要得着的不是一个一个单独的基督徒
The Lord Jesus not only wants every individual Christian.
主要得着的是基督的身体也就是教会
The Lord Jesus wants the body, the church.
但是你看到在这个比喻里面呢还不是一下子就讲到呢这个人呢他买了地里的宝贝
So, in this parable, it didn't say that the man first of all by the treasure.
而是讲到呢，这个人他是先去把这块地，整块地呢买了回来。
He went to buy the field first.
那这块地指的是什么呢
？What's this field mean?
那我们知道说主在解释前面的比喻的时候讲过说，田地呢就是世界。
Through the parables that Jesus explained before, we knew that the field means the world.
所以这里讲到说，因着主呢，他变卖他所有的，因着主在十字架上面的救恩。
And because the salvation on the cross, the Lord Jesus sold all of them.
他不仅买赎了所有愿意相信接受他的人。
He's not only.
就是呢，被撒旦霸占的整个世界呢，也重新回到了神的手里。
And he get a world from the Satan.
我们知道说，当我们读创世纪的时候，我们知道原来呢，整个世界呢，神是交给亚当和夏娃去管理。
So in the beginning of the Bible, we know that the whole world was given to Adam and Eve.
亚当和夏娃呢，神要亚当夏娃呢去管理天上的鸟、海里的鱼和地上所有的走兽。
So,The God wanted Adam and Eve to govern all the world.
所以呢，宋尚杰弟兄呢就讲到说，其实神的时候呢是要亚当夏娃呢去当这个海陆空的大元帅。
And our brother Johnson said, God wants Adam and Eve to become the marshal.
但是你看到因着人的犯罪，因着人的堕落。
However, because of our sin,
撒旦呢，他篡夺了这个世界的主权。
Satan took the power of this world for man.
所以圣经上讲到说，整个世界就握在那恶者的手下。
And the Bible said the whole world is under the evil.
撒旦呢，就成了这个世界的王。
And Satan had become the king of this world.
但是呢，我们看见主耶稣他借着他从死里复活。
However, we can clearly see that through the death,
他败坏了那个掌死权的魔鬼。
And the Lord Jesus overcame
那以弗所书里面也讲到说，当主从死里复活的时候，他就升上高天，他就掳掠了仇敌。
So in the book Ephesians said when Jesus rise up, he overcame the evil.
啊，并且主在升天之前呢，他对门徒说，他说天上地下所有的权柄呢，都给我了。
And the Lord said to his disciple, I have been given all the powers in this world.
所以从此以后，你看见说教会呢，能够靠着主给他的权柄。
So after that, we can see that the church, are able to
来捆绑呢仇敌撒旦一切的作为
，are able to bind all the works of Satan.
所以你看到主在这里讲到他怎样买了这块地。
Therefore, we can see that how the Lord bought this field.
就是从撒旦的手里呢，重新夺回了整个世界的主权。
He took back the power of this world from Satan.
所以你看到这个呢是藏宝的比喻。
So this is the parable of hidden treasure.
那下面呢是讲到这个寻珠的比喻。
And the next one will be the parable of seeking the pearl.
你看到这个寻珠的比喻呢，它其实是进一步在说明前面的这个藏宝的比喻。
And this parable is further talking about the previously parable hidden treasure.
啊，它告诉你呢，到底这个宝贝呢是什么
？And We can see what is the treasure is.
好，原来呢是一颗非常贵重的珍珠。
And the treasure is a very priceless pearl.
这里讲到呢，主呢，他好像一个买卖人，一个珠宝商，他在那里寻找好珠子。
And here says the man, the Lord Jesus, just like a businessman, is a jeweler.
所以为什么说我们的主他是一个买卖人呢
？And why we say our Lord Jesus is a businessman？
啊，因为我们的主他真的很识货。
Because our Jesus know everything。
他知道哪一些珠子是真的，哪一些是假的。
He know which pearls are the true one, which are the fake。
啊，哪些是好的，哪些是坏的
？Which of them are the fake one？
啊，因为你知道说这个世界上真的假货非常的多。
And we know that our world are fulfilled with fake.
啊，你真的需要有专业的知识、专业的眼光，你去判断到底哪一些是真的，哪些是假的。
So you need to have a special knowledge to find out which one of are fake.
啊，我想很多人回国的时候都有这样的经验。
So I think many of us have this such an experience.
啊，我每次回去的时候呢，就参加那个旅游团。
So every time when I visit China,
然后呢，每次呢，旅游团他必定要把你带到一个地方，知道是什么吗
？And we enjoy a tourist group.
啊，就是把你带到那个珠宝店里面。
And every time they will take you to a
啊，然后呢，你进去一看呢，一看到那个价目表呢，你就往后倒退三步。
So when you see the price, price list, you just want to walk away.
啊，因为他们觉得说，哇，你们从澳洲来的，这个澳币和人民币一比五，你们澳洲人肯定很有钱。
And they thought because you came back from Australia and Australian dollar was more than
90. 啊，哪里知道我们其实是澳洲的穷人。
But they didn't know that we actually were poor here.
哦，但是你看到说你一走进去，你就发现哇，那个里面东西真的是，你不知道它是真的是假的。
When you walk into the shop, you don't really know they are genuine.
啊，因为上次有一个我们去的时候，有一个人他在那边选这个手镯的时候。
So last time, there was a man.
然后呢，那个他就把他自己从别的店里面买来的手镯给那个售货员看。
So he showed his ring.
啊，那个售货员拿出来看了一下，
to the sale.
他说这个是假的。啪往地上一扔
and the sales
就把它给摔碎
Your one was fake and it just thrown it onto the
哇那个人看了以后哇他说你怎么把我这个花了好几万块钱买的东西给摔碎了
How could you throw my jewel onto the ground
他说没关系他说那个是假的碎了也就不要了你到我们这边我把这个真货给你看
Don't worry about that your one was fake and I'll show you
但我不知道他的真货是不是真的
I didn't know if his item was genuine
所以你看到说他这边讲到说这个买卖人他是懂行的他知道哪个是好的哪个是坏的哪个是珍贵的。
We can know that this businessman know which item are genuine are priceless.
所以呢你看到说当这个买卖人看到这个贵重的珠子的时候呢他就去变卖一切所有的去买这颗珠子。
So, when the businessman found the priceless pearl, he was willing to sell all in order to buy it.
那你看到主为什么要用珍珠来形容这个宝贝呢？
So why Jesus were using the parable to
我不知道有多少姊妹她这个有戴着这个珍珠项链的，有没有？
I don't know how many sisters have wearing a pearl.
我不知道你那个是真的还是假的。
I don't know your ones are genuine or fake.
因为如果你真的知道这个珍珠是怎么产生的话，你就会知道说，哇，原来这个珍珠这么宝贝。
If you know the pearl, how is the pearl formed, you will know how precious.
我们很多人知道说珍珠怎么产生的呢？
We know that many people know that how the pearl is formed.
你知道说当有一个异物，不管是一粒沙子也好，还是一个小虫子也好，它跑到那个贝壳里面的时候，
when something or even a small sand or a small insect get into the shell of the mussel.
所以那个贝壳呢，它就想要把它吐出来。
And the oyster try to split it out.
但是当它吐不出来的时候，
However, if he can't do it,
它就用它自己产生的这个粘液啊，他们叫专业术语叫珍珠质，就把它呢粘液分泌呢，就把这个沙子把它给包裹起来。
And the oyster will try to use a term called nacre to cover it, one layer by one layer.
然后呢，天长日久呢，就形成了珍珠。
So after a long time, that small sand will become a pearl.
但你知道这个珍珠的形成要多久吗？
Do you know how long a pearl can be formed?
你知道刚才我们讲到说这个受了伤的针这个受了伤的这个贝壳呢，它一天呢它只能分泌三到五层的这样一个珍珠质。
So normally an oyster can only have 3 to 5 layers of nacre.
然后呢每一层的厚度呢只有 0.3 到 0.4 的微米。
They're very, very thin layer.
你知道什么是微米？微米就是一毫米等于一千微米。
That's really, really small measurement.
所以如果你去算的时候，你发现说，如果一天能够分泌三到四层的话，那一年呢，大概就是可以分泌一千层，对吗
？So roughly about 1,000 layers per year.
然后呢，它这个一千层的厚度是多少呢？大概就是 0.3 到 0.4 毫米。
So totally.Thickness of the 1,000 layer is roughly about 0.3 to 0.5 millimeters.
所以如果是一毫米的珍珠哈，很小很小，一毫米的珍珠要多久呢？
So,
大概要三四年的时间。
So one mil of pearl may take up to 3 years.
好，这个是指天然的哈，不是指那些人工你要一直去激素啊去刺激它的那种。
This is a natural pearl.
所以你就可以想到哈，如果是一颗哇那么大的一颗珍珠的话，你知道真的是不知道要花多少年的时间才能够形成。
So you can think about that, the size of the pearl, like this size may take ages to form.
所以你知道说真的这个大的那个珍珠呢，它是非常的贵重，而且你真的是要去花重价去把它买来。
So we know that the big pearl.Is really expensive. You need to pay a high price in order to get it.
所以你看到主为什么用珍珠来做比喻
？So we know that why Jesus used the pearl in the parable.
因为这个珍珠呢是讲到说有一粒沙子呢跑到了这个贝壳的里面。
And because there is sand getting into the shell.
那这个贝壳呢它受了伤以后，它就把沙子呢一层一层的包裹起来。
And after the pearl The oyster was hurt. He covered the sand one layer by one layer.
最后呢，就变成了一颗光耀夺目的这样一颗的美丽的珍珠。
After many years, this small sand becomes a very priceless pearl.
你知道你就是那颗沙子吗
？Do you know that you are the sand?
原来呢，你也是很卑贱，你也是一无价值的。
You were humble and no value.
因为我们的罪我们的败坏呢使我们的主他深深地受了伤。
And because of our sin and our corruption, we hurt our Lord deeply.
但是你看见我们的主他没有弃绝我们。
However, we know that our Lord Jesus is never forgiven, never giving up us.
而是你看到主用他的爱他的温柔他的忍耐他的恩典一层一层地把我们这些人的包裹起来。
He covered us and loved us, covered us through His grace, His love, and His patience.
最后你看见主的生命呢，就成为我们的生命。
And at the end, we can see that the life of Lord Jesus becomes our life.
主的性情呢，就成了我们的性情。
His nature becomes our nature.
主的美丽呢，也成了我们的美丽。
His beauty becomes our beauty.
从今以后我们就从那个卑贱的没有价值的这样一颗沙子呢，我们就变成了一颗光耀夺目的珍珠。
And from that time, we became a priceless pearl from a worthless sinner.
所以你看到这一切呢，都是主做成的。
And this is done by the Lord.
所以你看到这个珍珠呢，不仅仅是讲到你和我，也是讲到在神心意里面的教会。
So this pearl is not only indicates you and me, but also indicate the church.
就像以弗所书第五章二十五到二十七节里面。
Just like in the book Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25 to verse 27.
他讲到说，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or anything, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
所以你看到在神心意里面的教会就像一颗珍珠一样。
So we can see that in God's will, the church should like a pearl.
是美丽的，是荣耀的。
It's full of glory and beauty.
是圣洁，是没有瑕疵的。
Is blemish and is holiness.
所以你看到今天神还在继续做他的工作。
So we can see that the Lord is continue doing His work.
今天神还在建造他自己的教会。
He's keep building His church.
等到主回来的那一天。
So at the day when the Lord returns,
教会要装饰整齐，要去迎接主的再来。
The church will prepare herself and wait for the Lord.
教会呢，要像冠冕上的宝石，被高举在全地之上。
And the church will be exalted up just like the pearl of the crown.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道你是一颗珍珠吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you know that you are the pearl?
你知道你是要在这里来彰显神的美丽、神的荣耀吗？
Do you know that you can manifest the God's glory through yourself?
当别人在那里刺伤你的时候，
When someone hurt you,
你能用基督的爱、基督的温柔、基督的忍耐去包裹他吗？
Could you love him through God's love and His patience?
如果靠你自己呢，你一定做不到。
And you will be failed if you
因为你本来呢，因为你本来就是一颗沙子。
Because you were a sand.
你的本性呢，只能刺伤人。
Your nature was hurting others.
但是如果你有主的生命
，But if you have God's life，
从那个生命里面会流露出主的爱，流露出主的恩典。
So through the life, You have love and mercy.
只要你愿意与主联合，
If you are willing and unite with Him,
你发现主的爱、主的恩典就自然地从你身上流露出来。
So you will see the love and mercy from yourself.
那前两天正好有一个年长的弟兄，他在微信上有发了一段的话。
Two days ago, there is an old brother sent a message on the WeChat.
我觉得真的是他也讲得非常的贴切。
And I really like the message.
而且正好是讲到这个，跟我今天讲的这个珠子的比喻是一样。
Quite similar to the.
那他讲的话的大致的意思呢？他是讲到说，当尖锐的沙粒进入到这个贝壳体内的时候。
When the sand get into the oyster.
这个贝壳呢，它不会在那里自怨自怜。
And the oyster is will not self pity.
而是用他自己的生命呢，把这个的沙子来包裹起来。
He will cover the sand layer by layer.
那经过一段年日以后呢，就产生了一颗珍贵的珍珠。
after many years that will become a treasure.
啊，那个弟兄说。
That brother said.
他说你要停止埋怨你的环境。
Stop complaining the environment.
因为逆境呢是永恒祝福的开端。
A hard environment is the beginning, of eternity.
痛苦和委屈呢是人生最宝贵的经历。
And sorrowful is very precious experience in your life.
一个人的心胸和格局呢都是被痛苦和委屈给撑大。
And your nature will getting better and better through, difficult environments.
最可惜的呢就是那些在难处中埋怨的人。
And those people, who complain a lot in difficulties.
他们只是白白受苦，一生都在幽怨的叹息中消失。
And they just live one day by day in this environment. They will get nothing from it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想当我们知道我们是珍珠。
So brother and sister, when we know that we are pearl.
我们知道珍珠的产生是要经历痛苦和难处。
We know that, pearl need to experience, difficulties.
同样在你生命中也会经历到很多十字架的工作。
In the same manner, you will experience a lot of work from the cross.
但是在这些逆境，在这些难处的里面。
However, in this, difficult environments.
当你愿意去顺服主的时候。
When you are willing to obey Lord Jesus,
主就把他自己的性情，把他自己的品格一点一点的加在我们的身上。
And the Lord Jesus will add His nature and His love a little bit onto us.
当有一天我们去见主的时候
，When the day comes,
我们就像一颗一颗的珍珠，我们能够摆在主的脚前。
We just like the pearl can be put before the Lord.
啊，最后呢一个比喻呢是讲到撒网的比喻。
And the last parable is the casting nets.
啊，撒网的比喻呢和败子的比喻呢很相像。
This parable is quite similar to the parable of tares.
就是讲到在世界的末了呢，天国要实现的时候所要发生的事情。
And it's talk about things may will be happening in the future.
啊，这里讲到呢，有人呢在海里撒网。
And talk about someone casting nets into the sea.
啊，那海呢就是这个世界。
The sea is the world.
那这个人是谁呢？就像以前讲的一样，这个人呢就是我们的主。
Who is this man? This man is our Lord Jesus.
当主把这个福音的网撒在这个世界里面的时候
，And when the Lord Jesus casting the net of the gospel into this world，
啊，你看见说各族各民的人呢都听见福音。
We'll see that every nation will hear the gospel.
啊，不同肤色、不同种族的人呢都进到这张福音的网里。
And all the nation, or no matter what color you are, will get into the net of the gospel.
所以主对彼得说
，So the Lord Jesus said to
Peter, 他说从今以后你要得人像得鱼一样。
From now on, you will get people just like you can get the fish.
所以当彼得在五旬节一站起来传福音的时候
，So at the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and preached the gospel,
一下子呢就有三千人、五千人，他们相信主，他们就得救。
There were 3,000, 5,000 people were willing to receive the Lord.
他们都进到了这个福音的网里。
They have entered into the net of the gospel.
从使徒行传一直到现在。
From the time of apostle till now.
啊，两千多年过去了。
3,000 years passed.
很多人呢都进到了这个网的里面。
Many people have entered into this net.
啊，那我们知道说，真的到这个收网的时间非常非常近。
We know that is very close to the time that the Lord will collect.
那主什么时候来收网呢
？When will the Lord come back to connect?
就是讲到说这个网满了的时候。
When the net was filled.
啊，你读罗马书的时候，他讲到说，当得救人数填满的时候，主就要再回来。
In the book of Romans said, when the number of salvation is full, the Lord Jesus will be back.
那当主回来的时候，是不是所有在这个网里的人都是得救的
？So when the Lord comes back in future, is all the people who are in the net will be saved?
啊，就像麦子里面也有败子一样
，just like in there are tares in the wheat。
那在这个网里面呢，也有一些他讲到说是不好的水族。
The same thing in this net, there are also some something like tares.
这些呢也要被挑出来呢，然后扔到火里。
These people will be taken out from the net and thrown into the fire.
所以这里讲到呢，在教会里面呢，也有一些人呢，他是没有重生得救。
And we can see that there are also some people are not saved in the church.
虽然他们也自称是基督徒
，although they call themselves as Christian.
虽然他们也来聚会，甚至呢，他们都受了洗
，although they were baptized and came to the meeting.
但是呢，他们没有重生的生命。
However, they didn't have a reborn life.
他们只是呢挂名的基督徒
，they just called Christian.
这些人在主的眼中呢是恶人
，they are evil in God's eyes.
我看到一幅漫画，他画得很好。
I saw a comic.
他讲到说有一个人在他下到地狱的里面。
There was a man. Was cast into the
然后呢他就因为下面呢都是火海，然后呢他就很恐慌，他就伸手呢像在那个上面的穿着白衣服的天使在那边呼叫。
He tried to call out to the angels.
然后呢在他的旁边呢放着一副的棺材。
And there was a
然后呢那个棺材的上面呢有一个十字架的标记。
There was a cross on the
coffin.
On the coffin.
然后呢他就向着那个天使叫着说，他说我是这个按照基督教的仪式给安葬的，我被埋起来的。
He called the angel said, I was buried, according to the, Christianity.
主不是看你的棺材上是不是画着一个十字。
The Lord Jesus didn't see, didn't pick you because you have a cross on the coffin.
主是看你有没有重生得救的生命。
The Lord Jesus only justify you if you have been born again.
所以我想我们在座的每个人我们都可以来问一问自己。
So everyone of us could ask ourselves.
我是一个重生得救的基督徒吗？
Do I reborn?
我是一个真正有主生命的人吗？
Do I truly have the life of Lord Jesus inside?
因为当主来的那一天他要来做分别的工作。
So when the Lord comes back again,
他要把义人，他要把恶人分别出来。
He will get the righteous man from the evil.
信主的人呢，要永远与主同在。
So people who believe in the Lord will be with the Lord forever.
不信主的呢，要进入那个永远的灭亡。
Those unbelievers will casting into the eternity death.
所以圣经上讲到说，现在还是悦纳的日子，现在还是拯救的日子。
So in the Bible said, still today is still the time that you could be saved.
所以如果你还没有相信耶稣做你个人的救主，我盼望你今天就能够来相信，来接受他。
If you are not yet received Jesus as your personal Savior, I hope that you could take this chance now.
让你也能够进到那个永恒的福乐的里面。
So you can get into the eternity joy.
那我们把这个十三章的主的比喻呢讲完了。
So, we finish all the parables in the Matthew chapter 13.
所以你看到呢，主借着这些的比喻呢，他把天国的开始、天国的发展、天国的外表、天国的实际和天国最后的实现呢都启示了出来。
So through this parable, we can clearly see the beginning of the heaven, the development, the appearance, and the natural, and also how it will be realized in the end.
那你到底是一个眼睛闭着耳朵发沉的人呢？
Are you the people who have heavy ear and closed eyes?
还是一个有福的天国之子？
Or you are the blessed one?
我们盼望真的借着这些的主所说的这些的比喻。
I hope that through these parables,
我们能够被这位天国的君王所吸引。
We could be attracted by the king of the heaven.
我们都能够起来爱他，我们都可以一起来追求他。
We could rise up to love him, pursue him.
当他来的时候，我们都能够欢欢喜喜的一起去见他。
When he returns, we can meet him joyfully.
我们也真的是能够像天国之子一样，我们在天国的里面，我们能够与主一同发光。
So just like the Son of the Kingdom, we could light up just like the Lord Jesus in the heaven.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们把这些不完全的话，我们都交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words onto your hand.
主求你用着你自己的话语。
May you use your words.
你向我们每个人的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
主，你真的让我们看见，主，你是如何变卖你一切所有的来救赎我们。
May you help us truly to see that how you selling all you have to empty yourself.
也让我们看见，我们真的是你眼中的珍宝。
So let us know that we are truly the treasures in your eye.
让我们不自暴自弃。
So we do not we do not give up ourselves.
也不让我们只是在这里追求这些地上这些短暂的东西。
And help us not to pursue the worthless things in the world.
让我们真的能够被你自己所吸引。
May you help us to be attracted by you.
让我们真的能够看见在那永恒里面你为我们所预备的福乐。
May you truly see that the preparation you have done in the eternity for us.
让我们真的也能够忘记背后努力面前。
So we can forgive what is behind and run faster on the race.
让我们也真的能够看你为我们的珍宝。
So we can truly to seek you as a precious treasure.
让我们也能够好好的爱你，好好的来追求你。
So may you help us to love you, to pursue you, and pursue you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.